Hi there. The word for you today is withdrawing in order to draw. In John 6, verse 15, we read, He departed again to a mountain by himself alone. The secret to success lies in knowing what God has assigned and gifted you to do. Once you discover those two things, delegate the rest or let them go. Is that easy? No, because others will keep placing demands on your time and energy, demands that aren't in line with your calling. Figure out what activities drain you, and unless they're essential to God's will, avoid them. Then figure out the things that energize you and fill your tank, and make them an essential part of your life. But there are so many demands on my time. You say, I understand that, but nobody was busier than Jesus. John writes about his workload, John 21, verse 25. There are things which Jesus did, which if they were written, he writes, the world itself would not be able to contain the books that would be written. Question: how did Jesus stay on track and keep from burning out? Answer: he knew the secret to spiritual rest and renewal. The Bible says, and I quote, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. That little word again tells you that Jesus made regular daily practice of withdrawing from the crowd in order to pray, in order to consider his plans and priorities, and in order to recharge his batteries. Please try to understand this. To be effective with others, you've got to learn to be comfortable being alone with yourself. One well-known novelist put it this way, the only thing that keeps a man going is energy. And what is energy but liking life? So, if you can carve out moments that do what energizes you, you'll have the reserves to draw on when it's time to give to others. Think about it.